Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, a study suggests that climate change could lead to an increase in global poverty. Plus, the IMF provides insights on the global economy, highlighting a soft landing, but expressing concerns about high levels of indebtedness. This coverage and more up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with news from Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform. As it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe, the startup just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get projects started and organized more easily. For more, we're joined by our technology correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam?
Figma is leveraging AI in a few key ways in FigJam, which is their collaborative whiteboarding tool used by many non-designers. First, they're using generative AI to help users create new FigJam boards from simple text prompts. This makes it easier to get started on a new project when facing that intimidating blank canvas. Users can describe what they need, like a calendar or timeline, and the AI will generate a template to kick things off.
Interesting. What about once a FigJam board is underway? These whiteboards can get pretty chaotic as ideas and tasks pile up. Is Figma doing anything to help manage that?
Definitely. One pain point Figma identified is organizing all the digital sticky notes that teams use to capture ideas and to-dos. As a board grows, it can become a sea of stickies. So Figma added an AI-powered feature to automatically sort those notes into logical groupings, whether by theme, assignee, or whatever makes sense for the project. This can save a lot of manual organization work.
That sounds handy for keeping things tidy. But what about when you need to boil it all down and extract the key points? Scrolling through dozens or hundreds of stickies to summarize a brainstorm isn't much fun.
Figma thought of that too. Their third new AI feature can automatically generate a summary from all the content captured on sticky notes across a FigJam board. Before, someone would have to spend a lot of time synthesizing all those stickies manually. Now the AI can pull out the main themes and takeaways to help the team stay aligned and move work forward.
Very cool. So under the hood, Figma is using OpenAI's language models, but has customized them to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts and objects. And they've put some guardrails in place to prevent misuse or inappropriate content generation. When can folks start playing with these new AI superpowers?
The new AI features are launching today in an open beta. And it's good timing because a recent survey by 451 Research found that 71% of employees are struggling with collaboration in this era of hybrid and remote work. Figma is betting that AI can help teams, especially those that include non-designers, work together more easily and effectively in FigJam. It will be interesting to see how it's received and what they do next with the technology.
Indeed. We'll be keeping an eye on this and the fate of that pending Adobe acquisition. But Figma isn't waiting around for the deal to close. The company just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get projects started and organized more easily. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is FigJam, and how are these new AI capabilities aiming to enhance it?
FigJam is Figma's collaborative online whiteboard product that launched in 2021. It allows teams to brainstorm, plan projects, and organize meetings using a digital sticky note interface. Interestingly, while Figma is known as a tool for designers, the company says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are actually non-designers. So there's a broad appeal, and they wanted to make it easier for anyone to get started.
And that's where the new generative AI features come in, to help users get over that initial hurdle of the blank canvas. What are the key capabilities they're introducing?
The first is an AI-powered template creator. Users can describe the type of board they want to make, like a project timeline with a calendar, and it will automatically generate a template to get them started. They're also using AI to help organize the boards once they get filled up with lots of sticky notes. the system can intelligently sort the notes into thematic groups. Finally, they have an auto-summarization feature that can distill the key points from a complex board full of ideas to make it easier to review later.
It sounds like they're really trying to streamline the user experience, especially for those who may be new to this kind of visual collaboration. What can you tell us about the underlying AI technology?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's language models as the foundation, but they've customized it with an understanding of the Figma and FigJam interfaces and capabilities. They're also putting safeguards in place to prevent the system from generating any inappropriate or harmful content if users stray outside the intended use cases. It's still an open beta for now, as they continue to test and refine it.
With surveys showing over 70% of workers struggle with collaboration, tools like this that make it simpler could gain traction, especially with the rise of remote and hybrid work. It will be interesting to see how users respond as these new AI features roll out. Thanks for the insights, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.